You know, you and me, we talk a lot about the importance of recognizing acts of kindness, but also the impact of isolation, right? We saw social isolation at its peak during COVID. And so I was personally very excited to see that somebody right here in our own backyard wanted to do something about it. Then I did some digging and realized that it wasn't just somebody, it was somebody's twins here in Westport. At 11 years old, making a huge difference through their new app called Westport Smiles. I want to introduce you to these extraordinary young ladies who are in studio with me today, Leonie and Lizette Calra, who join us now. Ladies, welcome to WICC.
Thank you for introducing us.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, you're so welcome. And also, we can't ignore, we have Professor Juju here as well, who looks like a very studious little dog, right? Hi, Professor Juju. He's a little shy right now. He's not ready to speak on that. It's okay. We'll wait for you. It's all good. Thank you for you guys coming here. First of all, tell us a little bit about you. Your
I'm
twins.
Leonie, and I'm 11 years old. And we created Westport Smiles so that people wouldn't be so lonely because of political, economic, cultural, and social divisions.
And I'm Lisette. I'm Leonie's twin. I'm also 11 years old.
I mean, what made you both want to, first of all, work together? So I have four siblings, and I love them dearly, but I don't know if I could work with them. How do you guys work together?
Well, as twins, I feel like we have a special bond. And, like, when we do something great, we get to celebrate the whole day with each other. But if we have losses, we make them smaller together.
That's so true. You always have a partner in crime. And do you guys share one brain? Like, do you guys ever think about something and the other one knows it? I've heard about that. Do you guys have that?
Well, but sometimes.
You clearly do. You both just did it together. That's wild. Sometimes you have those moments. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Why did you want to create an app like this?
Well, we wanted to create an app like this because we saw the problem was really big around us. Like whenever we walked into a restaurant, everyone was always on their phones. So we wanted to make the problem the solution, and we wanted to use technology to help bring more people together.
That way everyone can be nice to each other and we can spread it across the country and maybe even the world.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And what made you come up with Westport Smiles? First of all, let me back up because you could see my brain goes a little cuckoo and I'm all over the place, right? Oh, Lizette, you don't think so? Well, that's really nice of you. I'm going to keep you in my back pocket when I feel badly about myself. Tell me, where did you even come up with the idea to do acts of kindness through an app like this? Ooh, I stumped you.
We were thinking with our mom and then we realized that this was the biggest problem. And everyone feels separated and lonely sometimes, and we wanted to bring everyone together. And sometimes you just can't find common ground and connect with someone, but if someone's kind to you, it's often so much easier to become friends with them. That's why we created Westport Smiles, because everyone deserves a friend.
I agree. And so how does it work?
Well, you just pick up your phone and take a photo of anything. And then you can see it shows you some kind options to do with the item. Some are small things and some are big events, but all are things you can do while being kind. That way, you can use ordinary objects to create a connection.
You can even take a photo of anything, like the ceiling lights. And even if you take a photo of the same thing twice, it'll still give you different ideas.
Wait, really? Okay, wait a second. Hold on. Because now you've got my brain going even crazier. So if I want to take a picture, let's say I go outside right now and there's a beautiful flower. I take a picture of the flower and then I post it. Give me an idea. What happens?
Well, it'll give you a bunch of ideas for how to be kind with flowers, like give someone sick a bouquet or pick some flowers for your neighbor. Some ideas like that.
That's so neat. I love that. So literally anything? I could take a picture of anything.
Yeah.
Yep.
I see your dad taking a picture of a coffee cup. Is that what? Yeah. See, it's anything. You could take literally a picture of any. Thank you, Dad. So your dad, I love, mom and dad are like, we're not going to come on because that would be cringe. I love you guys for knowing that, because I'm learning that too with my 7-year-old. Okay, you're not cringe to me, Mom and Dad, but I get it. Okay, so your dad took a picture of his coffee mug right here in studio. Mm-hmm. I tell you, smarts. It runs in the family, I could tell. So Dad takes a picture of his coffee cup, and the object is a travel mug. So here are some kindness ideas. You could share a warm drink, create a personalized gift, organize a cleanup day, start a mug swap, warm someone's hands. Because it's all related back to this kind of idea of a travel mug and how it could be useful to somebody. This is so cool, Dad. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Okay, let's take a bit. Yes, I love. Oh, my gosh. Your dad is amazing. For people who can't see what's happening in studio, he's just grabbing random items. So what do you do with the Clorox wipes, Dad? All right, ready? So Dad's going to take a picture. This is such a cool concept, ladies. I'm telling you, it's brilliant. Do you use AI? Like, how does this even function?
We connect our Streamlit base to OpenAI, which has an API key, so that the AI can connect to an already built one and generate the ideas. At first, we tried to build our own AI, and it was really, really bad.
No, I mean, I'm going to tell you, you probably did a way better job than I ever would have, because I still don't really understand AI too well. I'm getting there.
Nope.
We're getting there. But you guys are so brilliant. So you tapped into AI a little bit. And you were able to figure out creating this platform from it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But our old AI thought she used Robux.
Oh, interesting.
That's why we went to OpenAI, which is a much better AI and was able to recognize the objects and think of kind ideas.
I love that. So tell me, where does Professor Juju come into all of this?
Juju's the one who makes it all kid-friendly, gives resources, and promotes the learning. He's the brains.
We also always wanted Juju to be famous, and we thought this would be a perfect opportunity.
Yeah, that's very true. And he's pretty famous. Have you had Juju since he was little, or what's the story behind? Why is he so special to you?
I got him on my 8th birthday.
Aww.
And then we just started playing with him together.
I love that. Yeah, he's pretty special with his little glasses on here. He looks like a real professor. I guess that's where he gets his name, right? Mm-hmm. I love that. So your dad took a picture of Clorox wipes in studio. So what can you do? Some kindness ideas with disinfecting wipes. You can share and care. So when you see a friend or a classmate about to use a shared toy, offer them a disinfecting wipe to clean it off. Clean up buddy by teaming up with somebody to clean up after snack time. Lend a helping hand if you notice someone spills juice or makes a mess. Wipe and smile station. Spread kindness, not germs. You know what I like about this too, girls, is, and thanks, Dad. Thank you so much. Dad's great. You know what I like about this is when I was first reading it, I thought this would be really great for people who are maybe older and live alone or don't get to get out of their houses and, you know, maybe see family or friends. But some of the things that just came off of your dad's app was actually really great for kids. So this is for anybody, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Can I say something special about Juju?
Please, the floor is yours.
Juju was how we connected more to each other, since he's a shared interest.
Oh, that's so true. So Juju is something that you guys share together, and so how could you do a project without him?
Right? I don't know.
That's why he's key for this project.
That's amazing. So have you had people try the app, and what do they think?
Well, after the first time in the news, a lot of people looked at the app, and you did, right?
Oh, of course I did. Psh. Girlfriend, of course I tried it. And I just did it right now with your dad twice. It's pretty cool. I mean, have people really liked it? I mean, some of the ideas are, they're simple ideas, but they really are acts of kindness.
I think people have liked it.
I think so, too. Have you guys used it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah? Give me an example. When did you use it?
Well, I used it on a stuffed bear, and it gave ideas like a donation drive or stuffed bear, like sharing it. Like we share Juju.
I love that. Have you used it, Lizette?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I used it with her.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love that. And my understanding is that you guys are launching a nonprofit as well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
America Smiles. We plan to grow bigger and spread it across the country so that everyone, not just in Westport, can also be happy and kind and not lonely.
Yeah.
But also, we were just on Friday seeing a play called Primary Trust, and it's really good, and it shares the same motivation. So we talked to Miss Beth, the manager of the Westport Playhouse, and we were looking to ideas like adding a kindness jar or something to the Westport Playhouse to also make it a kind space, even though it is already, because Primary Trust is amazing.
That's so neat. So you're also working with the Westport Playhouse as well as launching a nonprofit. What are you going to do by the time you're 12? You've already accomplished so much by 11. I'm overwhelmed.
By the time we're 12, we hope that Westport Smiles will be big and America Smiles will be almost ready to launch.
Oh, I think so. Where can people get more information?
They can get more information by visiting our app
at westportsmiles.org.
That's amazing. Do you guys feel like you're an inspiration to especially young people to try and do something really important like this? It's not very common you hear 11-year-olds create something so impactful.
I'm not sure, actually.
You're like, Melissa, that was a little much. That was a little much. I just want to focus on that. Yeah, I just think it's incredible. I'm going to be honest with you girls, okay? Ready? Because I told you this, we would act like we were at a coffee shop, okay? I think when I was 11, I'm pretty sure I was collecting like Beanie Baby cards. I don't know if I was doing anything significant or impacting the world around me. But you girls are doing that. What does that feel like?
Really awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are really awesome. And I really appreciate you doing this, but also sharing this kindness project with us here on WICC. Can we stay friends? Can you tell me how things go? I want to make sure that we keep tabs on your project and that people get connected.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, definitely.
All right, cool. And Professor Juju, you haven't said much. I think you're a little starstruck, and I understand. But if you could keep in touch with us as well, that would be great. Can I get a pause up? Perfect. You can't see it at home, but he gave me a pause up, I promise. Ladies, thank you so much. And again, it's Westport Smiles. We're going to link more information to our website, voiceofct.com. Thank you so much for being in studio.
Thank you so much.
You're very
thank
welcome.
You for inviting us.
Of course. Always welcome back.